Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Armchair Expert early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Or you can listen for free wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Armchair Anonymous. I'm Buck Rogers, and I'm joined by Gene Lightyear. Today is children's birthday parties run amok.
Well, you know, these children, they're wild.
They're terrible.
And you just don't know what's going to happen.
Although a lot of these stories, the parents are terrible. You know, it bounces back and forth nicely.
True.
Please enjoy crazy birthday party stories.
Pura Vida means that happiness guides our journeys, that we live in harmony with nature, and everyone is welcome to experience this energy. That's Pura Vida. Join the vibe at visitcostarica.com.
I'm John Robbins, and joining me on How Do You Cope this week is the musician, writer, and presenter, Jordan Stevens.
I think, honestly, before that point, I might have been lying a little bit in therapy. I might not have really been understanding what it was that I could do in there. I definitely didn't think it was a safe space because I didn't tell my therapist what I'd done.
So that's How Do You Cope with me, John Robbins. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hard times come and go. Good times, take them slow. My life, I had them both. But the one thing you gotta know, I'ma keep on shining.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anyone's ever sounded better.
I like the setup. It looks profesh.
This is one of those huge blankets. You remember those ads on Instagram a couple years ago?
I didn't get targeted, but I'm surprised.
Me either. Like, how big are we talking? Would it cover the whole floor of a bedroom?
Huge. I got it from my husband for Valentine's Day. It's like four blankets in one.
Oh, oh, wonderful. Like 20 by 20 maybe or something.
Yeah.
And where are you?
I'm in West Orange, New Jersey. It's like right outside New York City.
That's my first time hearing West Orange.
Me too.
You'll be happy to know, Monica. I can't say anything about the geography of it. I'm just learning of it.
You can do whatever you want with your geography.
Okay, Justin, you have a crazy children's birthday party story.
I do. But first, because if I forget, she'll kill me. My best friend Gia turned me on to you guys.
Shout out,
she's
Gia.
She's a day one armchairy, obsessed. Then during quarantine lockdown, I got into it. And I fell in love, obviously, too. And then Monica, I started listening to when you were doing your egg retrieval. My husband and I were going through the process as well to have our daughter, which we had her. She's here.
Oh, congrats. Congratulations.
Thank you. But it was so helpful just to hear your experience with the egg retrieval. Because not just women who are doing it, but families like ours who can't have a kid naturally, just to hear every detail of what you went through was really, really helpful.
Thank you.
And then looking you up, I was like, she looks really familiar to me, and I couldn't figure it out. And I lived in LA for 10 years.
Oh.
Soul Cycle?
I used to bartend at the Abbey for 4 years, and I was like, did I maybe make her a drink at some point?
I think I've been to the Abbey once, so maybe you'd have a great memory.
You must have been fucking slain bartending at the Abbey. Were you just living your greatest life?
Yes. It was good that I got out. But this story, this was 2003. I had just graduated from Mason Gross, which is the acting conservatory at Rutgers. So I was 23. I just moved to New York City. I was living in Astoria, Queens, in this little closet that was a bedroom. And I was waiting tables at Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, yes. Great nachos.
Nice.
I got a job there. I thought it would be cool. And they were like, you need New York experience to work here. So I lied. And so it was a Saturday night, super crazy busy. A lot of tourists come through. So the tips kind of suck. You're working with a constant feeling of rage. And I get sat with a birthday party. So it's the mom, the dad, and about 8, 10-year-old girls.
Oh, wow.
So I approach the table and I'm like, let me get this drink order. And via the drink order, I learn a few things. First is that this is a family of privilege.
I mean, a Hard Rock Cafe birthday, yeah, that's
fancy. A pricey. Yeah, you're spending $600-$700 for those little girls to have dinner.
Nachos.
They brought these kids into the city for a night, and they want to impress the parents of these other little girls. The birthday girls got like full beat hair done. So I'm taking their drink orders. They're all like, milkshake. They're talking down to me. The mom's like, these are the